Welcome to the Depth Dive. Today we're going to be using the March 20th issue of Nexus magazine as our guide as we explore kind of the frontiers of intelligence, you know, both the human and the artificial kinds.
Yeah, that's right. It's really interesting to see how much that whole landscape is changing, don't you think? Like, we're not just talking about, like, you know, IQ anymore.
Right.
It's emotional intelligence, spiritual intelligence, and now even artificial intelligence.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of AI, the editor's note in this issue of Nexus really kind of grabbed me because, you know, it talks about how the AI revolution is already here. It's already transforming our world.
Right.
And it's, and, you know, particularly it focuses on this idea of AI becoming more emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
Did you find that a little bit unsettling that machines are getting better at understanding our feelings?
It's definitely something that makes you think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the way that AI is being used in healthcare is a really good example of
that.
The World Economic Forum report
that's
featured in this issue of Nexus actually says that AI can now diagnose bone fractures from x-rays just as accurately as human doctors can.
Wow.
And sometimes even catching things that a human eye might miss.
That's incredible. And especially when you think about the fact that the report also says that, like, 4.5 billion people around the world still don't have access to basic health care.
Yeah.
Just imagine the impact that AI could have in those communities.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It could make quality health care so much more accessible. You know, for example, you can imagine a remote village.
Right.
Where maybe there aren't enough doctors.
Yeah.
But an AI system could analyze medical images, you know, and it could help the local healthcare workers who are there to make diagnoses and potentially save lives in those situations where they don't have specialists readily available.
It's a powerful image. You know, I always thought AI was, like, mainly about robots and self-driving cars, but this is, you know, this is a whole other thing. And this issue of Nexus even tackles, you know, whether AI can be truly creative.
Right.
You know, and they're exploring this idea through conversations with an AI named Xena.
Oh.
And there's actually a whole series called Conversations with Xena, my AI colleague.
And did they glean any good information from that?
Well, I guess.
Anything interesting?
Yeah, there are some interesting takeaways. So, like, in one of these conversations, they asked Xena to come up with a new flavor of ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And so what it did was it analyzed thousands of existing flavors.
Wow.
And it came up with this flavor called Stardust Swirl, which is like black sesame, honey lavender, and edible glitter.
Wow, Stardust Swirl. That actually sounds pretty good.
It does sound kind of good, but is that, like, true creativity or is that just clever computation, you know?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? Oh, like, it can combine these different elements in new ways.
Yeah.
But is that the same as, you know, like a human having a spark of inspiration?
Yeah.
It's something we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah. Right. So AI might be shaking things up on, like, the creativity front. But, you know, Nexus also dives into something much closer to home, which is our own bodies. You know,
yeah.
The body quotient section actually had some really interesting research about aging.
Okay.
Apparently, out of 25 different lifestyle factors,
mm-hmm.
the two that have the biggest impact on how long you live are smoking and physical activity.
It really highlights the importance of the choices we make, doesn't it?
Right.
The magazine actually profiles this 100-year-old woman named Jocletta Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Who still works at Home Depot.
Really?
Yeah. And she says that, you know, what's kept her going all these years is staying active.
Wow.
Always having something to do.
That's so inspiring.
It is inspiring.
You know, her story actually reminds me of this study I read a while back about centenarians, you know, people who live to be 100 or older.
Yeah.
And researchers found that a lot of them actually share a really similar outlook on life.
Right.
They tend to be really positive, adaptable, and socially engaged.
Which, you know, really aligns with all the latest research on aging. It's not just about your genes.
Right.
It's about our lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
you know, our attitude, our social connections. It all plays a role.
All this talk about longevity and staying active is really making me want to sign up for that Zumba class I've been putting off.
I think that's a great idea.
Maybe I should.
You know, and speaking of healthy habits.
Yeah.
There was a really interesting article in Mind Body Green about how certain supplements might actually be able to slow down aging.
Oh, yeah.
Like at the cellular level.
Like omega-3s and vitamin D, right?
Exactly. They were talking about the difference between chronological age, which is just how many years you've been alive.
Right.
And then biological age, which is really a measure of how well your body is actually functioning.
Yeah. It's kind of like comparing the mileage on two different cars.
Right.
You know, they might be the same year, but one could be in much better shape internally.
Exactly. And this research suggests that Omega-3s and vitamin D might actually help keep your internal mileage lower.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
It's amazing how all these pieces kind of fit together. You know,
yeah.
We're talking about AI revolutionizing healthcare, you know, the secrets to a longer life. And now we're even talking about the possibility of slowing down aging.
It's like we're living in a science fiction novel.
I know, right? It's pretty wild. But with all these advancements, you know, I think it's important to remember our own, you know, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Our ability to understand and manage our own feelings.
Yeah.
You know, connect with other people, build strong relationships.
That's something that AI hasn't quite mastered yet.
Right. Like, it seems like EQ is becoming even more valuable in this age of AI.
Yeah, definitely. And Nexus has a whole section dedicated to EQ.
They do.
Yeah, it's called the Emotional Intelligence or EQ section. And it covers some really interesting concepts like Forbes magazine, for example.
Yeah.
Just published an article about the 5 types of intelligence that are essential for effective teamwork.
Oh, wow.
And they're all related to emotional intelligence.
I'm curious to hear more about that. What are these 5 types of intelligence and how do they actually relate to teamwork?
Well, the first one is self-awareness. You know,
okay.
Understanding your own strengths and weaknesses and emotional triggers.
So it's like being aware of your own emotional landscape,
yeah,
and how that might impact the people you're working with.
Right. Exactly. And then the second type of intelligence that Forbes talks about is self-regulation.
Okay.
Which is basically being able to manage your emotions effectively.
Right.
You know, like staying calm when things get stressful.
Yeah.
Not letting your feelings, you know, derail the whole team's progress.
Oh, yeah. I've totally been in those situations where, you know, someone has like an outburst or something,
mm-hmm,
and it just throws the whole team off.
It happens. Mm. The third intelligence type is social skill, which I think is pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
It's about building rapport.
Yeah.
Communicating effectively.
Yeah.
You know, influencing others in a positive way.
So it's not just like being a social butterfly. It's
right.
About like using your social skills strategically.
Yeah. Exactly. To achieve a common goal.
Right.
And then that brings us to the fourth type, which is empathy.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm,
being able to understand and share the feelings of other people.
And that is so important, especially in a team setting where everyone's coming from, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Different backgrounds, different experiences.
Absolutely. Empathy allows you to see things from, you know, another person's point of view.
Right.
Which can be so crucial for, you know, resolving conflicts and building trust.
It's like a superpower,
yeah,
you know, in any kind of collaboration. And I can even see how it could be important when we're talking about, you know, collaborating with AI systems in the future.
And the fifth type of intelligence that Forbes highlights is motivation.
Okay.
Having that inner drive to,
yeah,
achieve, you know, to persevere and to inspire others to do the same.
I like that they included motivation because I think it's something that's often overlooked, you know?
Yeah.
Like you could have all the talent and skills in the world.
Right.
But if you're not motivated, it's hard to get anything done.
Exactly. And in a team setting, motivation can be contagious.
Oh, yeah.
When you have one person who's super enthusiastic and driven, you know.
Right.
It can really energize the whole group.
It's like that saying, enthusiasm is contagious.
That's right.
Speaking of positive emotions, mm-hmm, there was an article in Psychology Today that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
It was about the abundance of love and trust.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. It's a fascinating concept.
It really is. You know, the article basically argues that unlike material resources, which are finite, love and trust actually multiply when they're shared.
Yeah.
It kind of challenges that whole notion of scarcity. You know,
it does.
And it suggests that we can actually create more love and trust in the world.
Right.
Just by expressing those qualities more freely.
It's a really powerful idea.
It makes you wonder if we've been approaching relationships with like the wrong mindset.
Yeah.
Like what if instead of guarding our love and trust,
right,
we focused on like cultivating it and sharing it?
That's a beautiful idea.
Yeah. It is a beautiful idea. And I think, you know, it could really transform the way we interact with each other.
I agree.
Both personally and professionally.
Yeah.
You know, this whole conversation about emotional intelligence kind of makes me think back to what we were discussing earlier about AI developing emotional intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
It's a development that's both exciting and a little bit unsettling.
Definitely raises a lot of questions like, what does it actually mean for an AI to be emotionally intelligent? You know?
Right.
Is it just mimicking human emotions or is there something more going on?
Right.
Well, the term AI, emotional intelligence, or AI EQ,
okay,
is often used to describe an AI system's ability to recognize, interpret, and even respond to human emotions.
So like imagine an AI that can sense when you're feeling stressed
yeah.
or frustrated and then, you know, changes its behavior accordingly.
Right, exactly. Think about like a virtual assistant that can detect sadness in your voice and offer words of comfort or maybe suggest activities that could help lift your mood.
Mm, that's incredible. But how do these AI systems actually develop emotional intelligence?
Well, it all comes down to data.
Okay.
AI algorithms are trained on huge data sets of human facial expressions, body language, vocal tones, even text patterns.
So by analyzing all that data, the AI starts to see the patterns and the correlations between certain behaviors and specific emotions.
Exactly. It's like teaching a computer to read human emotions by giving it this massive emotional dictionary.
That makes sense. So what are the potential benefits of having AI with emotional intelligence? Like, how could this technology be used to actually improve our lives?
The possibilities are huge. One area where AIEQ could have a really big impact is healthcare.
Oh, I could see that.
Right, instead of interacting with a cold, impersonal machine.
Yeah.
Patients could have a more human-like interaction with AI-powered systems.
That would be amazing for so many people, especially like people who are struggling with chronic illnesses
or
people who are just feeling isolated and alone.
And beyond healthcare, AIEQ could revolutionize education.
Now, that's an area that I'm really excited about. How do you see AIEQ changing the way we learn?
Well, imagine an AI tutor that can not only teach you the material, but also sense when you're feeling confused or frustrated.
Oh, wow.
And then it could adjust its teaching style to better meet your individual needs.
That would be amazing. I remember struggling with certain subjects in school.
Right.
And it would have been so helpful to have a tutor who could understand, you know,
exactly.
my learning style and kind of adapt to my emotional state.
Right. And it could make learning much more engaging and effective for students of all ages.
Right.
And in the workplace, AIEQ could be used to improve team dynamics, resolve conflicts, even identify burnout before it becomes a major issue.
It sounds like AIEQ has the potential to touch so many different aspects of our lives.
Definitely.
But I have to ask, are there any potential downsides to AI developing emotional intelligence? Like, could this technology be misused or even pose a threat to humanity?
Those are really important questions to think about. And as with any powerful technology, there's always the potential for misuse.
Right. Like, could AIEQ be used to manipulate people?
Yeah.
Or exploit their emotions?
That's definitely a concern. Imagine an AI system that's designed to prey on people's insecurities or fears.
Right.
You know, for commercial gain.
Yeah.
Or even worse, an AI that could spread misinformation or propaganda by playing on people's emotions.
Those are some scary scenarios.
They are.
It seems like we need to be really careful about how we develop and deploy this technology.
Absolutely. We need to establish ethical guidelines and regulations, you know, to make sure that this technology is used for good and not for harm.
And I think it's important to have these conversations now before AIEQ becomes so advanced that it's beyond our control.
I agree. It's our responsibility to shape the future of AI, you know, in a way that benefits humanity.
Well said. You know, all this talk about AI and its growing capabilities kind of makes me wonder about the future of human intelligence. You know, where do we fit in as all this is evolving so rapidly?
That's a question a lot of people are asking, and there's not an easy answer.
Right.
But I think it's important to remember that AI at its core is a tool.
Right, like a tool that we can use to augment our own capabilities.
Exactly.
And solve problems that we haven't been able to solve before.
Right, and while AI might excel at certain tasks, you know, like processing huge amounts of data or performing complex calculations, there are certain aspects of human intelligence that AI hasn't been able to replicate yet.
Like creativity and empathy, our ability to connect with each other on a deeper level.
And this is where I think the concept of spiritual intelligence comes in.
Spiritual intelligence, or CQ.
That's right.
It's often overlooked, but it's this whole other dimension of intelligence.
It is.
That speaks to our values.
Yeah.
You know, our sense of purpose, our connection to something bigger than ourselves.
Right. So while IQ measures our cognitive abilities and EQ focuses on our emotional intelligence, CQ really delves into this realm of meaning and purpose.
So it's less about our ability to think or feel and more about our capacity to connect with something beyond the material world.
Exactly. Spiritual intelligence encompasses our ability to tap into our inner wisdom.
Okay.
To seek answers to life's big questions.
Right.
And to align our actions with our deepest values.
It's like a compass that guides us towards a more fulfilling and meaningful life.
Exactly. People with high IQ often possess a strong sense of purpose, a deep connection to their inner selves, and a profound respect for all living beings.
They're the kind of people who just radiate a sense of peace and wisdom, you know, even in the midst of chaos.
Right.
And they often inspire others to live more authentic and purposeful lives.
And it's not just about personal fulfillment. Spiritual intelligence also has a huge impact on our relationships with other people.
Absolutely. People with high SKU tend to be incredibly compassionate, empathetic, and forgiving.
They're able to see beyond surface differences and connect with others on a soul level.
Right.
And that kind of deep connection can be so healing and transformative.
It's powerful. You know, it seems like SKU is becoming even more essential in today's world.
I agree.
You know, we're bombarded with so much information and stimulation these days.
Right.
It's easy to feel lost and disconnected.
And that's where spiritual intelligence can really serve as an anchor.
Yeah.
Grounding us in our values and reminding us of what truly matters.
It's like a beacon of light.
Yeah.
That helps us navigate the complexities of modern life.
And the beautiful thing about ISKCU is that it's a lifelong journey of discovery and growth.
I love that.
You know, it's about constantly seeking deeper meaning and connection in our lives and striving to live in alignment with our highest values.
So I'm curious, how can we cultivate and nurture our own spiritual intelligence? Like, are there any practices or exercises that can help us tap into that part of ourselves?
There are many paths to developing SKU, and what works for one person might not work for another. But some common practices include meditation, prayer, spending time in nature, engaging in creative pursuits, and performing acts of service.
Those all sound incredibly nourishing for the soul.
They are.
It seems like it's about finding what resonates with you and allows you to connect with your own inner wisdom.
Exactly. And you don't have to be a spiritual guru or religious devotee to benefit from these practices. You know?
Right.
They're really accessible to anyone who's willing to explore their inner landscape.
You know, as we've been talking about all these different types of intelligence, IQ, EQ, and CQ.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about how they all seem to be interconnected.
They definitely are. They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
You know, they often complement and enhance each other.
Like you could have someone with a high IQ but a low EQ.
Right.
And that might make it difficult for them to build relationships or to work effectively on a team.
Exactly. And someone with a high EQ might struggle to reach their full potential.
Yeah.
If they lack the motivation and sense of purpose that comes with spiritual intelligence.
It's like they're all pieces of a puzzle.
Yeah.
That fit together to create a more complete picture of human intelligence.
That's a beautiful analogy. And I think the key to living a truly fulfilling and meaningful life is to cultivate all three types of intelligence.
To nurture our cognitive abilities, embrace our emotional depth, and connect with that spark of something greater within ourselves.
Beautifully said.
Wow. It's amazing to think about how much we've covered in this deep dive, you know, from the AI revolution to the secrets of longevity, and even like the power of spiritual intelligence. It feels like we've really journeyed through this whole landscape of human potential.
We've explored some fascinating terrain for sure. And, you know, as I reflect on everything we've talked about, one theme keeps coming back to me, and it's the idea of collaboration.
You're right. Collaboration seems to be this like underlying current running through all these different topics we've touched on, whether it's humans collaborating with each other or even like, you know, humans collaborating with AI in the future.
Exactly. And Nexus really highlights this theme. You know, they argue that in order to create a truly thriving future, we need to find ways to leverage both human and artificial intelligence, you know, working together to solve these complex problems and create positive change.
So it's not about humans versus machines. It's about humans and machines working together like a partnership.
Exactly. And to make that partnership work, you know, we really need to foster emotional intelligence, both in ourselves and in the AI systems that we're creating.
Right. And that actually makes me think back to that Forbes article we were talking about earlier about the five types of intelligence that are essential for teamwork.
Right.
Self-awareness, self-regulation, social skill, empathy, and motivation. It seems like those same qualities would be essential for any kind of successful collaboration between humans and AI.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine an AI system that can not only understand the task at hand, but also understand your emotional state, your motivations, even your values. I mean, the possibilities for collaboration would be huge.
It's like having a partner who not only understands your work, but understands you on a deeper level.
Right? Like someone who can anticipate your needs, you know, offer support when you're struggling and celebrate your successes right alongside you.
It's a beautiful vision. Mm. And while we're still in the early stages of developing AI with that level of emotional intelligence, it's definitely something worth striving for.
I agree, but, you know, as exciting as it is to think about collaborating with AI in the future, I also want to emphasize the importance of our human connections right now.
I couldn't agree more. And that brings us back to that Psychology Today article about the abundance of love and trust. It's a good reminder that our relationships with each other are such a precious resource. It's a source of strength, support, inspiration.
In a world that's becoming increasingly digital and automated, it seems like we need to make a conscious effort to nurture those human connections,
We do.
to create spaces where empathy, compassion, and genuine understanding can flourish. It's about recognizing that even in the age of AI, our human qualities are still so essential. Our creativity, our empathy, our capacity for love and connection, these are the things that make us uniquely human and that will continue to shape our future.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the frontiers of intelligence, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought as we navigate this rapidly evolving world. Let's remember to cultivate both our human and our artificial intelligence. Let's embrace collaboration, not just between humans, but between humans and machines. And above all, let's never lose sight of the importance of our shared humanity, the bonds of love and trust that connect us all.
Beautifully said. Thank you for joining us on this journey of exploration and discovery. May this deep dive inspire you to keep questioning, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to The Deep Dive.